News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Russia has warned that any use of long-range missiles to attack its territory would constitute a radical change in the war, provoking an appropriate and tangible response. This comes after Joe Biden and indeed the UK and France lifted a ban on Ukraine striking inside Russia with its long-range missiles. And Paul Rogers, Emeritus Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University this morning. Paul, explain this to those of us who maybe haven't been paying enough attention. Obviously, the West has sanctioned the use of these missiles inside Russian territory. Now, perhaps unsurprisingly, Putin is saying that we will retaliate if you do. What's likely to happen? Supposing Ukraine does fire them in, what do you believe Russia's response will be?
It's very difficult to say, but I think a lot of what we're hearing is actually rhetoric. And it is partly about terminology. We're talking about these being long-range missiles. They're not long-range. They're a little longer range than the ones they're using at the moment. They can go sort of about 160, 170 miles instead of about 80 miles. That does bring more Russian territory within range. The Ukraine position is that Russia actually can fire longer-range missiles right across Ukraine. But because of the risk of escalation, the Americans have been persuading the Ukrainians not to fire their sorts of versions of these missiles. They've changed that now. I think it's very much down to American politics that Biden can see that once Trump gets in, you're probably going to get a very high pressure on Ukraine to talk to the Russians, to negotiate seriously. And so if they have these missiles, it means that they may be able to hold on to more territory in the short term as far as the negotiations are concerned. But it's not a huge change.
Okay.
And I think the Russian rhetoric will really be high, but the actions may be relatively low.
I spoke to Ukrainian MP Lesia Vasilenko yesterday on the show, and we were discussing this very issue. And I was asking her as well about retaliation. And she said that the Ukrainians do not believe the Russians will retaliate with nuclear weapons or anything like that. So therefore, she said, considering the bombardment they're already under, it can't get much worse. That's why this is worth doing. And also they can, you know, hit various strategic, I suppose, points within Russian territory that are actually firing missiles into Ukraine. Would you agree with that assessment, Paul?
To some extent, I don't think it's so much trying to hit missile launch sites, because some of the missiles, certainly the NATO ones, are actually highly mobile. And the one that they're actually moving in now can actually use either a tracked vehicle or a wheeled vehicle and move very quickly. I think what they're much more about on the Ukraine side is being able to hit barracks and forward operating points, which are making it more easier for the Russians to put more pressure on the Ukrainians in other sectors of the border. And that essentially, I think, is what's happening. And the Americans, of course, turn around and say that the Russians have already escalated by bringing in North Korean troops.
Sure.
Although we don't actually have any evidence yet that the North Korean troops are actually fighting on the side of the Russians, but that may come.
Paul, maybe lastly, we're seeing reported in the papers today that NATO forces have been deployed in drills in Finland, quite close to the Russian border, about 70 miles from the Russian border. Is this all just brinksmanship, showmanship, or are we seeing an escalation in the Ukrainian-Russian conflict, do you think?
There is a slow, steady escalation. This particular exercise is quite long planned. It's up in Lapland, fairly close to the Russian border, and it is using heavy artillery. The British have one of their new artillery pieces with them, and that can fire shells about 30 miles. And it's a demonstration of what they can do. Both sides are doing this repeatedly. And the problem is that each side thinks that if it goes a little bit further, it feels more secure. But of course, then the other side feels less secure. And so it goes on. So you have a very nasty arms race within arms races. And this is what makes things always very dangerous in terms of the possibility of untoward escalation.
Look, thank you very much, as ever, for joining us this morning. That is Paul Rogers there, Emeritus Professor of Peace Studies at Bradford University.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.